Thank you. I've heard lots of stories about Longpochar and the locals in Thailand with certain beliefs and superstitions. And I found it very interesting. So I was wondering if you could say a little bit more on his opinion with that. Because when you look at the Thai culture with amulets and things like that, and then you look at Longpochar and what he taught, it's a very stark contrast sometimes.
Yes. I mean, he stood out amongst his peers as somebody who was willing to go against the customs and traditions and superstitions that I mean, it's been around for 2,500 years, so it picks up a lot of accretions. And that's ordinary, but different teachers will relate to it in different ways. Ajahn Chah was quite straight in his sort of not buying into a lot of traditions, but he was never, how do you say, divisive or I mean, if he was dismissive, it was usually what he could usually put a funny spin on it or make it palatable somehow. Like there in Thailand, there's a custom on the in it's in September, full half moon to the full moon to the half moon of September, Bun Khao Sat. Is that northeastern dialect? Okay. Anyway, there's a ceremony where you make offerings to the to your departed relatives. It's sort of like in the custom, and people put food out onto the like for the ghosts and relatives and spirits and Ajahn Chah was like, what's the point of putting food out onto your fences and onto out into the yard, onto the streets and that? Haven't you paid attention? The only thing that comes to eat those is the bird, is the dogs and the crows. Make offerings where it's useful. Share it with each other. Come and bring it to the monastery. The monastery will share it with others as well. So that is just practical sense. But it also making it funny. With amulets, he was quite adamant. He tried it once or twice, and he really didn't like the result. He just felt this is really wrong, and because there is a tremendous amount of superstition involved, and it's hard. It's very culturally very strong, and I remember one of our villagers. So his parents were very early supporters of Wat Nanachat, and before the monastery, they used to go over to Wat Bapong for the lunar observance nights walk. It's about a 7 kilometer walk through the fields in the back, so they're one of the early supporters of Wat Nanachat, and of course he grows up in a family that's close to the monastery, and then he got to be of military draft age, and he got drafted, so he had to go into the military. And in those days, there was a kind of mostly low-level insurrection going on. Sometimes, some real conflict that was you were getting shot at. So he was concerned about going into the military at that time, and he went to Ajahn Chah and asked if he could have some kind of amulet or some kind of Buddha image to protect him. And Ajahn, oh, of course. when, of course, there's a, in the main hall, and with the big Buddha image, just take that one. And he was just really disappointed. That was, it would have been great protection, but not so easy to lug around. So, he would tease people and say, yeah, you know, your virtue is your protection. There were many, many things like that. He simplified things a lot around funeral ceremonies, around... He would do blessing ceremonies. He would, from time to time, he would do like sprinkle holy water, which is considered, especially in Thai culture, it's a big deal. Getting sprinkled with holy water is a real blessing. Mm-hmm. And but you never knew. Sometimes he'd ask us,
Yeah, because I remember hearing a very funny story from Ajahn Asoka, and I think it was a very senior monk from Thailand instructed him on some occasion, was it, that he should do some ritual with releasing a white cockerel into the wild. And I don't remember exactly what Longpo Sumedho said, but it was very funny.
I'm sure of that one. Yeah, but there's definitely, it's like somebody, I remember somebody coming to Ajahn Chah and saying, I'm really down on my luck, I'm really having a hard time, please could you sprinkle some holy water? And Ajahn Chah said, well, you just have to wait a bit, we'll get it boiling really quick. Get a pot of boiling water and sprinkle it. So it didn't impress the person.